Yes.
Yes, I do. While we have you here, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your new albums.
Well, we got one that just came out on Rounder about a month ago, and it's called The Room Over Mine. It's got, of course, Room Over Mine, which is an old Hilo Brown tune that I've been singing for a long time that we recorded it many years ago with Dad, and we decided to redo it because I liked the song so much. Thought it might get a little more airplay being on a Rounder CD, and got a tune that a fella out in California wrote that I really like. His name's Chris Stewart, and Don't Throw Mama's Flowers Away, and that's I like that one a whole lot, and a number of other good tunes. Right proud of it.
Want to talk about the Southern Grass, because that's, you know, you talk about family influences. A lot of the guys in your band have a little bit of family.
Brother Michael, of course, plays the bass fiddle, and their two brothers, T.J. Lundy and Bobby Lundy, pick the banjo and the fiddle. And a fella named Don Eldridge picks the mandolin. Well, T.J. and Bobby's dad, of course, was Ted Lundy, and Michael and I's dad was Bob Paisley. They had a band together, close to 30 years. They traveled around, played, and for a period of that time, Donnie Eldridge's daddy played the mandolin in the band also. So we all picked music together, went our separate ways, and ended up back together playing again. So this group has been together probably now about 12 years, going on 15 years with this group of fellas in the band. So, I got an 8-year-old boy, and he thinks he can play everything from a banjo to a mandolin to a fiddle, but I think he's going to be a guitar player, because when he picks up the guitar, he's got a natural, I don't have to show him chords much. He's already sort of got them figured out. So I think he's going to be a guitar player. So he loves it. He goes around with me once in a while and gets up, and he wants to sing every song that we do, you know. We have a lot of fun together. Good kid. One of the greatest things in the world, you know.
Definitely. Danny, one of the things I've always admired with you is you have a knack for bending notes.
Uh-huh.
Sing the song.
Uh-huh.
Is that a conscious effort on your part?
No, I think it's an influence. You know, I started playing, years back around home, it was the Stanley Brothers, Bill Monroe, of course, and then on the countryside, there was George Jones and Jerry Lee Lewis, and I think just all over having that played so much all the time around home, I just sort of picked that up. You know, and I like the bluegrass drive and stuff from like Bill Monroe and the soul of bluegrass through the Stanleys, you know, and then the old country tunes of like George would bend his words and the note stuff. I think I sort of got influenced by that. Not consciously, I just sort of do it. I never know what I'm going to do. When I start to sing a song, you know, you sort of got the song in your head because a lot of times they're solo, so I can sort of sing whatever I feel like. So I start singing, and some days I'll go high, and some days I'll go to a lower register. I'll stay straight. Some days I'll hold a note out. So the fellas in the band know now to sort of watch what I'm doing as we go along, you know.
I think it takes some time to get to that point where you feel comfortable enough to just make music in the moment.
Yeah.
And it takes some time to get to that. I mean, early on, we would practice every little thing, every little fill, and then if you messed up, everything
ruined.
fell apart. The whole song fell apart. Now you listen to the groove of the song, and you try to put, not to sound hokey, but I know you do it. You sing from the heart, and you try to put everything you got into it, and you're making music. You're not just recreating something you practiced 1,000 times. You're trying to make music, and that's what we're trying to do, and you definitely do it.
Yeah, you do it. You know, I think... for me, singing is like my voice is my instrument. I can't play lead guitar, and I certainly can't pick no banjo, you know. And so we'll get fellas in the band like that are the fella picking the mandolin. When he started singing with me after Dad passed away, well, that was quite a change for me because I sang with Dad. We knew what we were going to do. So he had to sort of adapt to sing with me more than I adapt to sing with him. But it was still a change, you know, and I would say to him, your voice is an instrument. Make it project. Make it be your instrument. You know, if you play a fiddle break today like this, tomorrow you may not play it exactly the same way. So your singing is the same way. You make your voice your instrument. Put it out there and do it, you know, and try to get good tone and good quality out of your voice. And that's basically what everybody does, I believe.
And I've watched you sing dozens of times, and you don't just go through a three-minute song. I'm singing it to get through the song. Every second, every note counts, and that's just a good quality.
Well, just like the last song, you fellas, how many times have you sang that song? But it's still...
We still sing it wrong.
Sitting here listening, just by your performance, you know that you guys enjoy that song. You can tell, even though you've done it hundreds of times.
Yeah. I think the challenge becomes to make it count every time. Because it's not like you don't know how to sing it after singing it for so many years, but that becomes the challenge, and I think that's what keeps you getting better as a singer, is trying to not outdo yourself with flash, but try to convey the emotion of the song and the lyrics on stage. Try to better your last performance without showing off, you know. So
you guys want to sing another one, and then we'll come back and okay.
See
you later. All right, enough. We're leaving.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do. Eric's gonna get a guitar here, and I don't need the capo. We have a new record out too, and it's called Iron and Diamonds, and this is one of the songs on it. It's one that we're credited with writing, but Eric actually wrote just about everything in the song. I added my one word, I think, or two. And I was there. I was in the room. So, hey.
He sings it better than I could sing lead on it.
True.
I liked the song until when he started singing it, I started loving it.
No, it to me, it's a brother duet kind of tune, and pretty simple song. So let's not mess up.
No.